بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable علماء respected حفاظ elders and brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We begin with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor and our guide Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, our challenge post Ramadan is to preserve the rewards that we have accumulated during the month of Ramadan and to remain consistent in fulfilling our obligations. In this regard, I will elaborate on three or four important points that we should try to keep in mind, inshallah, to ensure that we have a good 11 months after the month of Ramadan. Number one is preserving our rewards. The first challenge that we have is we need to guard against liquidating our virtuous actions through indulging conduct. The Nabi of Allah once asked the companions if they knew who a bankrupt individual was. They responded, one who has no wealth, that is what we understand to be a bankrupt person. The Nabi of Allah said, nay, among my people, a bankrupt person is one who, after praying, after fasting, after giving charity, he arrives on the day of judgment, having cursed or slandered a person, having assaulted another, having misappropriated the wealth of an individual. His victims will be given his good deeds, and if his good deeds run out before redress is made, some of their sins will be transferred to him. He will be cast into hellfire. Imagine how he'll feel on that day. That is a true bankrupt person. Number two, my friends, is consistency. The second challenge is to remain consistent in our obedience to Allah. The Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Those who say that we believe in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ And then they remain steadfast. The angels descend upon them, and the angels give them glad tidings and tell them, fear not, nor grieve, receive the glad tidings of the garden of bliss which you are promised. The Nabi of Allah said, take up your good deeds to the extent that you are able to. Do good deeds to the extent that you are able to. Why? Because the best deeds are those that are done consistently, even if they fail. But you do it regularly. Alhamdulillah, you were in the habit perhaps of reading your surahs in the morning, of reading your Qurabi. Inshallah, do it consistently, even if it is few, but do it every day, inshallah. The Nabi of Allah was asked, oh Nabi of Allah, give me such advice that is so concise and brief, and I do not have to ask anybody after that for advice. One Sahabi posed this question, that, O Nabi of Allah, give me such advice that is concise and brief, and I don't have to ask anybody after that. Subhanallah, what an amazing question. The Nabi of Allah told him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Say, I believe in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ And then remain steadfast in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, steadfastness in discharging your obligation in the best possible manner. We all weak, we falter, sometimes we on the high, sometimes we on the low. But in the best possible manner that we can try our best, and most importantly, with the highest possible enthusiasm. Gee, that when I want to read my salah, I'm enthusiastic, I'm looking forward to it. When I want to obey Allah, I'm looking forward to it. It's not what we do once in a while. Listen to this. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our spiritual character. It is what we do consistently that molds our Islamic identity. Then, my friends, number three, affinity. Our third challenge is to reassess our relationship with the Quran Kareem. The Nabi of Allah has beautifully described the Quran and the nature and the miraculous nature of the Quran in the following words. He said, the book of Allah, it contains the history of those who lived before you. The book of Allah contains the plans after your time. It contains rulings in matters for your time. It is conclusive in nature. It is not trivial and amusement. Whoever shuns it out of a false sense of authority, Allah will render him to smithereens. He who seeks guidance in a source other than it, Allah will lead him astray. It is an unflinching rope of Allah. It is an admonition full of wisdom. Whoever acts upon it will be rewarded. Whoever judges by it will be just. Whoever calls to it will be guided to the straight path. That is our constitution. That is what is keeps us going in our daily life. So set aside the time every day. Even my friends, I plead to you, even if it is one page every day, inshallah, but don't let a day go by that you are not reading the Quran, inshallah. Then my friends, fourthly, sincerity of purpose. The value of what we do depends upon the sincerity of purpose. A man approached three people who were doing a building. They were constructing a building. Three persons. They were constructing a building. And he asked all three of them who were doing the same job, what are you doing? Just to give you an idea of how important sincerity of purpose is. So he asked all three of them the same question, what are you doing? So each one of them gave them different answers. The first person said, I am cutting stones, I am mixing cement, I am plastering. The second one said, I am earning my livelihood. The second one said, I am earning my livelihood. But the third one said an amazing reply. He said, I am building a masjid, I am building the house of Allah. Now you see, all three were doing the same job, but what happened? All three gave different answers. All three looked at their job as a different reason. Third person, what an amazing answer. In his answer, he was earning a livelihood. He was doing what he was supposed to do, but you see the sincerity of his purpose. He said, I am building a house of Allah. So imagine what reward he'll get. Subhanallah. We often get results on the basis of what we intend rather than our actual deeds. That is why, my friends, striving for excellence, therefore, does not require skill as much as it requires a correct attitude. Sometimes we don't have the skill to do something properly, but because we have the right attitude towards it, inshallah, it will bring the results. Then lastly, introspection. The Nabi of Allah, the Quran and Majid mentions, ittaqullah faltandur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. See what you have put forth for tomorrow. It is through the process of continuous self-critic and continuous evaluation that we are able to measure our present and prepare ourselves for the future. All the time we are self-critic ourselves, all the time we're doing evaluation of ourselves to see what is my present situation and how I can better my future. That is why Hazrat Umar used to say, appraise yourself before you are appraised on the day of judgment. By constantly evaluating our past, we will be able to navigate the future, right, and greater Allah consciousness. Every day, everyone starts his day and is a vendor of his soul, either freeing it or bringing upon its ruin. So therefore, what we do, how we do, my respected elders and friends, the Ummah is going through a very difficult time. The massacres of Palestine, the massacres in the beloved land of Sham, etc. The desecration of Masjid al-Aqsa is a pain that every Muslim is struggling to process. No matter the level of iman of a person, it's something that pains every Muslim. Every believer is pained. Now, beyond the social media posts and protests, it is very easy to feel paralyzed and to go into doom scrolling, watching horrific videos and watching photos of men and children being attacked indiscriminately while the world watches. My friends, feeling paralyzed may make us feel numb. It may shut us down emotionally that you think you can't do anything about the situation. This is not the time to feel paralyzed. This is not the time to feel numb. The Ummah needs you and me to turn this moment in history as a wake-up call to change. The Ummah needs me and you in history as a wake-up call to change. If you're sitting back and you're scrolling through Facebook, waiting for a Salahuddin to show up and lead the Ummah to victory, you're deluding yourself. Friends, it is time to awaken the Salahuddin inside of you. To awaken the Salahuddin inside of you. If you're struggling to wake up for tahajjud, if you're struggling to wake up for fajr, let the pain of the current situation get you out of your bed to pray for your brothers and sisters in Palestine and around the world. That is your Salahuddin you need to work on. If you are struggling to wake up for fajr, then think of those who don't sleep at night, waiting for a bomb to fall on them, not knowing whether they'll be alive to read fajr. Isn't that the correct Salahuddin? Isn't that his mind in your jihad? If we are struggling to wake up for fajr, if you're struggling with an addiction, let the cries of the women and children shake you to the core and instead put your energy and focus into productive results. If you're struggling to show your Muslim identity at work, in school, wherever you may be, if you're embarrassed by what people may think, rebuild yourself as a Muslim for the sake of the Ummah. Each one of us has the capacity, each one of us has the capability to become the Salahuddin of this Ummah. Do not fall into despair, do not lose hope. Remember, no matter who you are, where you are, what you are, you can be a Salahuddin by standing up for the Ummah and by standing up for Allah in these trying times and being part of the solution. And being part of the solution, we can all do our bit by becoming better versions of ourselves. Like Rumi said, I wanted to change the world, then I decided to change myself. He said, I wanted to change the world, but before I wanted to change the world, I decided to change myself. Inshallah, if we all try to do this, we will see the desired results. May Allah protect the people of Palestine. May Allah protect our brothers and sisters across the world. And may Allah make us a part of the solution for this Ummah and not a part of the problem. May Allah vanquish the oppressors and the enablers. May Allah give victory to the downtrodden and the oppressed. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Also, brothers, an important announcement is that together with placing our complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in taqdeer, we believe in decree, that what, no matter whatever happens, happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that also, we are encouraging our deen to tie our camel. We are encouraging our deen to take the necessary precautions. We know there is a rise in the trajectory of the infections of the pandemic, inshallah. Let us try to play our part by ensuring we do the necessary precautions, we take the safety precautions, by ensuring that we wear our mask when we come to the masjid, when we leave the masjid, inshallah. We do not inconvenience ourselves and we do not inconvenience others. Wherever we go, whether it be a mall, shopping center, we abide to the various rules and regulations that is put into place. Likewise, we also ask, if you are exhibiting any forms of signs and symptoms of any sickness, inshallah, look after yourself, do not cause the grief to others, inshallah. And in this way, we can work together, and most importantly, we make dua and istighfar that Allah remove this pandemic and bring normality back into our lives, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك صلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فب بغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الصلاة والقيام بالصلاة أقام الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله
إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا، اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.